the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This week, it is ridiculous, and nobody wants to say that.
I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced at Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. You can check them out at freefm.org.nz. Episode 388 of Retrospect, your weekly dose of 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia. And for this show, I started off looking through my collection for some of the bands with more unusual names. So that's a theme that lasts, well, at least half of this episode, episode 388. Which got underway with a band called the Bedlam Four out of Minneapolis, USA, formerly known as the Echo Men. So the Echo Men had 145 on a label called Fox. Once they became the Bedlam Four, they recorded 10 or more songs on a label called Le Jacque. Most of them cover songs, lots of blues tracks such as Smokestack Lightning, but they also recorded the one we got the show underway with called Hydrogen Atom or Mushrooms Are In, the Bedlam Four. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. We've got this episode underway with the Bedlam 4. This is Bedlam's Offspring. Extremely hard to find. This track, I'll Be There, appeared on the compilation called Train to Nowhere, Unissued 60s Garage Acetates, Volume 3.
For the rest of your year.
and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. that is three obscure 60s garage tracks from bands with unusual names. Bedlam's Offspring, top of the set with I'll Be There. Then we had the third evolution, 7-inch 45 from 1966 on Dawn Records. The third evolution out of the Bronx began as a doo-wop group called the Hydells. The track we had, Don't Play With Me, actually made the local radio charts in Orlando, Florida in 1966. They played at the World's Fair, and apparently they opened also for Jay and the Americans. So the third evolution, Don't Play With Me. Then we had a band called Decompressed Impossibility. Picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. 7-inch 45 from 1967. On Inevitable Records, the Decompressed Impossibility with You Can't Ride Away.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Let's go over to Canada for this next band. They're from a place called Sudbury in Ontario. They are called Inferno 5 Plus 1. This track's called I Can Take It. Actually made it onto the soundtrack of a very obscure and probably long lost movie called Attack of the Brain Demon.
In my town, there are many girls. In my crowd, there are many girls. Now I said so much, cause I knew love, love was good to be. I spent most of my lonely nights home, thinking about the past, and I would cry, cry over you. I would cry, cry over you. She'd come running back, the only one that ever treated her bad. And I wouldn't have any more sleepless nights, just sit home, think about the past. And no more crying, yeah, crying over you. No more crying, yeah, crying over you. Never treated her bad. And I wouldn't have any more sleepless nights. Just sit home, think about the past. And no more crying. Hey, crying over you. No more crying. Hey, crying over you.
To be uptight where the action is, then hop on
Retrospect 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
They say I'm doing very well down here in this crazy hell, but I don't know, 'cause I can't tell how anybody does. So tell the green witch, neon too, stained glass angel, vinegar girl, rainbow.
Obscure 60s tracks, Inferno 5 plus 1 out of Canada, picture of them up on our Facebook page, track called I Can Take It. Then we had the Motherheads Family Reunion out of Reading, Pennsylvania, extremely rare psych garage 45 on Marion Records. The Motherheads Family Reunion, track called Filthy Eastern Ways, not to be confused in any way with an album called Motherheads Family Reunion, from a guy called Richie Kotzen out of the American band Poison. So Inferno 5 plus 1 and the Motherheads Family Reunion.
Phil Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
Well, continuing my trawl through tracks in the retrospect collection with unusual band names, the next four bands all use the same word in their title. We're getting it underway with a band called The Meat Department on Polar Bear Records from Decatur, Illinois. It's a cover of a song by a band called The Electras from Minnesota. This is The Meat Department with This Week's Children.
Story of Monday's child and Tuesday's sister who drove me wild and Wednesday's child and so forlorn as she breaks your heart on Wednesday morn. Now Monday's child is fair of face and Tuesday's child is full of grace and Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go, and Friday's child is a loving and giving, and like Saturday's child has to work for a living. Sunday's child with a Sunday dress with a Sunday smile. Oh, this week's children, she is the best, 'cause this week's child, she's better than all the rest.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you. the graveyard. No one cares for me. Cares for me. Cares for me. Sandy Smith.
Four obscure 60s garage tracks providing the meat in this episode of Retrospect. The meat department, this week's children, top of the set. Then It's All Meat out of Canada, one of the great Canadian bands from the late 60s. Their self-titled album, It's All Meat, actually released 1970 on Columbia Records. Took their name from a 1960s dog food commercial extolling the virtues of beefy chow. 100% meat, no filler. So their sole LP, Toronto 5-piece, straddled the cusp of mid and late 60s psychedelia. The album's been re-released at least once. It's All Meat. Perhaps their best-known track, Feel It. Followed by a band out of Illinois. Actually, five Illinois college students. 1968 release. The band is called The Mystery Meat. Only around 25 copies were pressed. They've sold for around $6,000. So extremely rare LP. I chose a swirling and more experimental piece from The Mystery Meat called Sunshine Makes It. That LP subsequently re-released in Germany 2002 on Shaddox Music. Then wrapping the set, Lemon Meat, very obscure track off the compilation Lost Souls Volume 3, Arkansas Garage Psychedelic Rock 1963 to 1971. Lemon Meat with Signed DC, their cover of the Arthur Lee and Love track. So the meat department, It's All Meat, The Mystery Meat, and Lemon Meat. In this protein-rich episode of Retrospect. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's look at some global garage. Picture of this guy up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Also on our new Instagram account, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. It's a Polydor release. September 1967 in the Netherlands. The guy's name is Dimitri. This is the A side of the release called Got a Dog Named Sally. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mm-hmm. tremula ma l'intera si batta anche tu se la balla pourquoi ma te quitte l'autre jour t'en aller si loin, je veux te revoir demain. Pourquoi m'as-tu quitté l'autre jour? Pourquoi m'as-tu laissé pour un autre amour?
Global Garage Picks, Dimitri out of Holland, top of the set, with Got a Dog Named Sally. Then another one from Canada, but in French. The band is called Les Z on Gamma Records, 1969. B-side of a 45 called Pokoi. Then wrapping the set, well-known track, of course, from the psychedelic musical Hair, the title track to that by an artist or band called Zen. It is a Dutch release that was also released on a 45 in the States in 1968. A-side Hair, B-side Aquarius from Zen.
Go home and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Here's another Canadian track. Started out as a Ventures-style instrumental band, formed in Montreal 1962, known as Les Coronets. Information I found says that having attained a rudimentary level of musical proficiency, the group dyed their hair blue, began playing local schools and dances, graduated to Montreal's club circuit, had a performance broadcast by a local radio station, caught the attention of a guy called Evan Dufresne from Jupiter Records. The band signed to Jupiter, but were forced to change their name when another Coronets band came to light, renamed themselves Les Miserables, adopted more of a Rolling Stones-style image. So this is Les Miserables with Vivre Avec Toi out of Canada, 1965.
I vois dans mes rêves et que je songe à tous ces souvenirs. La vie était si belle quand on s'aimait tous deux. Voilà maintenant, je me retrouve seul, car toi et moi, maintenant c'est bien fini. Moi, tu sais, je ne songe plus à toi. Je vois que tout ça était faux. À bien y penser, je ne pourrais pas vivre avec toi. Seul, car toi et moi, maintenant c'est bien fini. Moi, tu sais, je ne songe plus à toi. Tu me disais, je t'aime pour la vie. Maintenant, je vois que tout ça était faux. À bien y penser, je ne pourrais pas vivre avec toi.
It's one of the best known bands out of Indonesia. They're called Dara Puspita, an all-female pop group from Surabaya, Indonesia, active in the late 60s through the early 70s, and they are still active on Facebook. So they formed 1964. However, they came under pressure from the Sukarno regime in Indonesia, which saw rock music as an unwelcome Western influence. They had, in fact, imprisoned members of other bands. Dara Puspita sought safety playing in Bangkok, picking up some Thai influences in their music. Following the collapse of the Sukarno government in 1965, they returned to Indonesia, released their first LP, Zhang Pertama, and in the late 60s they toured Europe, West Germany, Hungary, England, France, Belgium, the Netherlands and Spain for 3 years before returning to Indonesia in late 1971. Dara Puspita, picture of them up on our Facebook page, track from 1967 called A Go-Go, taking us to the end of this episode 388 of Retrospect. Don't forget about the back episodes. Spotify is your thing. Easy place to get around 50 back episodes at any stage, and feel very, very free to share them via your Instagram or Facebook profiles. Right, we're going to wrap it with an instrumental out of Clairton, Pennsylvania, an R&B rock trio calling themselves the Arondies. They began recording demos in November of 1964. A guy called Terry Lee taped their live appearances. They released their debut single on Terry's Sherry label in 1965. Terry also broke the track on his radio show. Sold over 1,200 copies in its first 2 days and over 10,000 copies in a month. It became somewhat of a garage standard in the area. This is the Arondies with a track called 69. From a band who lasted through to 1967. I'm Phil Gray. That's it for this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.